From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. International observers in Myanmar are giving qualified approval to Sunday's historic parliamentary election as a vote counting heads into its second full day. The process went better than many people expected beforehand. That's according to the head of the European Union's Election Observation Mission during a press conference in Yangon Tuesday. More than 30 million people cast votes in Sunday's election. It was the first free election in the former military-run country in 25 years. Official results released by the Union Election Commission show the opposition National League for Democracy so far has won 126 seats in the lower house of parliament, while the military-backed ruling Union Solidarity Development Party has won just 8. The European Union criticized Turkey in a report Tuesday, saying the country has shortcomings in its democratic standards and has regressed on freedoms of expression and assembly. The report on Turkey's possible membership in the EU was held until after elections early this month that returned President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party to a majority in parliament. The EU noted Turkey's continued interest in joining the bloc, but said that was offset by some key legislation that ran against European standards. A senior army general was among 88 suspects who appeared in a Thai courtroom Tuesday to face charges of human trafficking. The suspects are accused of trafficking Rohingya Muslims who undertook dangerous sea journeys to escape religious persecution and marginalization from Myanmar and Bangladesh. The trafficking took place between January 2011 and May of this year. VOA News. Russia Tuesday called allegations that its athletes were part of widespread doping and efforts to cover it up as groundless, insisting its policies strictly adhered to those of the Global Anti-Doping Agency and the International Olympic Committee. The statements come a day after the World Anti-Doping Agency issued a scathing report implicating athletes, coaches, trainers, doctors, and various Russian institutions, including the country's anti-doping agency, as well as an accredited lab in Moscow that handled testing for the 2014 Olympics in Sochi. A Kremlin spokesman told reporters Tuesday that evidence had not yet been presented to substantiate those claims. Detainees at a remote Australian-run holding center for asylum seekers have ended in a violent two-day demonstration that was sparked by the death of an Iranian-born asylum seeker. Australian authorities dispatched reinforcements to the Christmas Island Detention Center, which is located in the Indian Ocean south of the Indonesian island of Java, after protesters set several fires, forcing the guards and other staffers to abandon the facilities. Meanwhile, Australia's refugee policies have been condemned by the United Nations' main human rights body. Phil Mercer has that report.
At a hearing in Geneva, more than 100 countries have spoken out against Australia's refugee policies. Many have called for Canberra to scrap the detention of children and offshore processing. US Representative Divya Khosla said Australia must ensure that detainees are treated fairly.
We encourage Australia to ensure humane treatment and respect for the human rights of asylum seekers, including those processed offshore in Papua New Guinea and Nauru.
But Australian official Steve McGlynn told the hearing that the policies had prevented asylum seekers from risking their lives at sea by trying to reach Australia by boat and put pressure on people trafficking syndicates. Phil Mercer for VOA News. Sydney.
China will maintain policy support for the economy as it faces headwinds caused by a sluggish world economy and domestic structural adjustments. That's according to the Premier Li Qiang on Tuesday. Li said China faces challenges in hitting its goal to boost per capita GDP to 12,000 by 2020 to avoid the middle income trap. U.S. President Barack Obama is promising to stay engaged in politics and public affairs long after he leaves the White House in 2017. Obama told members of an activist group on Monday that he will still hold the most important office in our democracy, that of an ordinary citizen. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.